Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got
Shame.
It. Here he comes.
Shame.
Ray, rock the baby to sleep and Shame. Bam.
Don't. Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Everybody, happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. The Phillies won! Oh my, the Phillies won! No. No play song. No. I can't do it. I can't do play the song. I'm scarred from playing the song. So, yesterday, it was interesting. Yesterday, we had a whole discussion, and obviously we talked a lot about Mikey Mist, but it was a lot of retrospective, and we talked about the role of sports talk radio in our world, especially our world here in Philadelphia, and, you know, we told a lot of stories. I was telling a lot of stories, you know, how things went down, transpired, the whole thing, but what I find fascinating, and Chumas and I got into a discussion this morning about it, was in the, so I started in 2000 when, at the other station, I started January 2000, and just looking at the landscape, how much things have changed and not changed, and we're back. I was telling the story yesterday about the program director who ran, you know, WIP and the whole thing, the whole story, and how he was all about, it was Eagles, 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 just talk Eagles. And it was the advent of Birds 24/7, right? Like that whole thing that Eagles, this is what it is. It's Eagles. And it's so interesting because we have reached a point where we're back to 24/7 Eagles, right? Like when you look at it, the Phillies, as you know, I think we all love the Phillies. The Phillies have changed since that period because of the World Series and that little run. But we're back to this team. They have to show you because when you miss the playoffs all those years, there's going to be a degree. I mean, let's face it. If you're 25 years old, you're 20 years old, right? Well, you think about it, the Phillies haven't made the playoffs since you were 9, right? Like, it's a long time now. You know, once you start, you're over 10 years with a team not making the playoffs, you know, now you're getting into very scary situations. The Flyers, they're light years away from mattering. I mean, we know that. They're so far in the depths. Sixers matter, but there's a lot of doubt and there's a lot of uncertainty surrounding. And to be honest with you, there's some pessimism that has crept in because of the second round wall that was erected around the process, the second round ceiling. That ceiling on the morning of the NBA Finals, that ceiling is thick. Second round. And you look at the landscape of the other three teams, the other three big sports, you go, well, all roads back lead back to the Eagles. And that's how it was for a long period. Now, there was the blip, AI got a lot, right? And then the finals run was awesome. But then that quickly flamed out. And really, you got to go to 07 when the Phillies start to matter. And you had some Flyer runs in and out, right? You had the, forget the 2010 run was great. But even before that, a couple times they go to the conference, semis, conference finals. You never forget against Tampa, that one game. But It was predominantly Eagles all the time. The countdown to training camp. We are now 98 days away from the start of the NFL season. And I feel like, I know I did this probably, you know, 15, 17, 18 years ago, which was all right. We're 98 days away. The countdown is upon us. And wishing away through the summer to get to football. And we're in the same boat. So today, here's the thing. This is what it feels like to me. So what I want to get to is a couple things. One, is it all about the Eagles right now? In your world, with your friends, are you thinking just birds, 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 birds? Is that what's on your mind? Clearly, they now represent the team that's closest to going toward a parade, right? I mean, the Sixers, you can argue, but you don't know the status of Harden, and they still need stuff to do. So, you know, the Birds they've made significant upgrades in this offseason, and, you know, they look like they're back, right? The Eagles are back. So is that, in your world, all that matters, right? Like, now I'm in Eagles mode. That's it. 24/7 Birds. And I do want to go through the idea of what's transpired and what's changed. As much as things we say changed, like, how have we changed as a fan base? Or were we still kind of the same, where it's 24/7 Birds? Good morning, Chunas.
What's up, man? How are we today?
All right.
So obviously you and I see it differently because we are losers and we'll continue to watch every single night. I mean, I watched every pitch of that game yesterday, Phillies Giants. You know, it was the 6 o'clock start, so I didn't even do the 3 a.m. wake up. I watched the entire game. But I'm a loser that if I do go to bed because of the baby, I pause it and I wake up at 2 in the morning and I watch the game. Like, we are losers, you and I. And there's a lot of losers still in this fan base that are like us.
But listen, they were fortunate. They won last night.
Yes. Oh, extremely. Noel falls apart in the sixth inning again. His ERA going into it was 9.
It's unbelievable. And
it happened last year, too.
You know, I had hoped on last Thursday when he kind of, I mean, he pitches
look
a
really
gem
good.
Against
yeah.
Atlanta. And I kept waiting. I even remarked about, we talked about on Friday, Junis, that he's got 2-3-4 in the order in the sixth inning. And he gets by it. And then last night,
yeah, falls apart. And it's just confusing to me. But you and I are obviously a different breed when it comes to taking in all these sports. It's also, you know, our job, but it's also, we like doing it. Like, we like watching these teams. But I will tell you right now, I think I could go to the days of Birds 24/7 right now.
You could go 24/7 Birds?
Yeah. I'm sure there's going to be like a day in July where I'm going to be like, oh, I could go without an Eagles topic.
Well, what'll happen is at some point the deal zone will be back.
Right, yeah.
And that will be a fun little respite. The deal zone.
Yeah, at some point you imagine Girardi gets fired, right?
Right.
Or if he doesn't, that means they got hot. And
right.
So we'll talk about it. But
the deal zone is the next thing other than Eagles that will warrant a couple days worth of conversation will be the deal zone.
Yeah, the new league year. And the Sixers should be in on every possibility that there is because they need to be. But
the final start tonight.
Tonight, yep.
Tonight. It's Golden State, all right? A familiar foe. Golden State, a former, you know, a champion, a dynastic team back against the Celtics.
Yep,
dude.
Boston.
Against the you know, I'm looking at Bob Cooney's golf shirt, and it's a shade of Celtic green. And it just makes me want to just get angry.
Just seeing the green.
Seeing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it sucks. It sucks that the Sixers have not even gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals since 2001 with all the hype surrounding that team. But speaking of hype, there is hype surrounding the Eagles, and there's also a lot of unknowns at the same time. Well, not a lot of unknowns, but Jalen Hurts is still an unknown. Like, let's be honest with ourselves. I know there's a lot of really big Jalen Hurts fans out there. Let's see. Does he make that big jump this year? I'm hoping for it. That'd be awesome because now you have two first-round picks next year that you obviously don't have to spend on a quarterback if he can make that leap. Jonathan Gannon, I was extremely disappointed by what I saw last year because every reporter told us that, oh, he's a guy that's going to scheme every single week. It's not going to be the same game plan. He's going to scheme to the strengths of the opposing offense. He's going to slow it down. He ran the same style of defense every single week, and then it took until halftime for him to make adjustments when they're already down three touchdowns.
I know.
And so, you know, he was an extreme disappointment. And don't give me, well, he didn't have that talented of a defense. Yeah, you're right, but there were things that I was like, wait, you're just going to let Tom Brady pick you apart? Twice. They did it that Thursday night, and then they did it in the first round of the playoffs.
Chupacabra.
Yeah, and I'm just like, all right, this is your game plan.
Whoa, Tom, chop, chop, birds.
Ben, but don't break, right? Like, you saw that a lot last year, which I thought I was ready to move on from Jim Schwartz. Yeah. I was a bigger Jim Schwartz fan than most, but I was ready for a change, and I didn't get a change. It was the same defense last year. So hopefully with more talented players, because that's what a lot of people still hold on to, is that the defense wasn't that talented last year, which is true. Maybe Jonathan Gannon kind of changes my opinion on him. So there's still unknowns. I'll use the word like I used it last year. I'm fascinated by this team. And I think I could talk about them every day.
You know what's funny is that you were fascinated last year.
Yes.
Fascinated is a strong word, like, strong word.
Yeah, I know. Going into it,
yeah.
First year head coach, first year defensive coordinator, Jalen Hurts, okay. First year starting quarterback.
So, to me, Sirianni was interesting. Hurts gave me kind of what I expected, which was not good. Now, I'm hoping this year, if there's ever any kind of hope for Hurts, this is it. This is it, right?
Yeah, you go. Oh yeah, spotlight's on, him,
right?
Man.
Like
yeah.
You go, you know, you work out with the whole mechanics guru, Tom House, and you know, you know what to expect. You understand the game should slow down, so he should be quicker on his reads. He should be getting the ball out quicker. Like you should know. I'm expecting right instant. Like instant progress.
Okay. Like, so you're, because I remember last year it was, oh my God, he's only had 10 starts. Oh my God, he's only had 15 starts.
Well, you can't say that anymore. So,
right. So you're right. Week one.
No, by October 1st, I want to say that he's the guy.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, with those weapons and that offensive line, you know.
Yeah, there's no excuses.
He needs to come out and he needs to show you right away. I'm not saying he's got to throw for 350, but he's got to throw the ball down the field.
Yeah, and I saw recently somebody posted a video, and listen, he didn't make all the throws. I just want to be honest with ourselves. He did not make all the throws last year. He struggled a lot. The season really changed when they started playing direct teams, but also they established the ground game. But we found out against Tampa Bay in the playoff game that you're not going to be able to win that way in the NFL. You're going to have to be able to throw the ball downfield. But somebody did post a video of last season, Ant, the amount of touchdowns called back. And there were a lot of them. The pick play, I mean, how many times in the first 6 weeks of the season was a pick play not run correctly?
Yeah, I that doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, I'm going to be real with you. That doesn't mean anything. That's just stat stuff. You know, what I saw from throwing standpoint.
Right, yes. That's why I led with that.
Needs to improve.
Yes.
I don't care about throw touch. That's a part of the game. Stuff happens. Doesn't matter. I just want you to come out and let me see you make throws down the field. Anticipation throws. Let me see you make 20-yard chunk. I'm not asking for bombs. I'm asking for chunk plays. All right? That's it. It's pretty simple for me. Like, I want to see you be a quarterback. And I think, you know, I'm hoping he can do it. I'm hoping that now he the game slows down and he's shored up his mechanics.
Yeah, which is why I'm fascinated going into the season, right? Is can Hurts make those adjustments? Does Jonathan Gannon learn from his countless mistakes he made in year one? What is Nick Sirianni's game plan, right? Like, we saw a switch middle of the season from the passing game to the heavy ground game because he realized he needed to do it. I don't think you need to do it this year with the weapons around. Now, he had decent weapons last year, Hurts, but obviously much better now with A.J. Brown. You brought in a number one wide receiver. That stat that Ron Jaworski gave us a few weeks ago, since 2019, the Eagles receivers combined for 23 touchdowns in man coverage. A.J. Brown is 24 himself. Like, you brought in a legit talent. And so, there's no more excuses, but I wonder, what kind of offense do we see with Nick Sirianni? I don't want to see these flash passes, bubble screens, because that's what you kind of had to do last year. Hurts never felt comfortable throwing over the middle of the field. Can I get a connection with an easy slant route?
Yeah, but, again, that's got to be on Jalen.
Yes.
No, I mean, that's on Jalen. Like, if you're going to be able to open up the offense, you need the quarterback to be able to convert. So you can open up the offense.
Right. So I want to see, what is this? What is it week one? I mean, we'll get an idea week one who Jalen Hurts is and who Nick Sirianni thinks he is. Right? I don't want it to be week one a simple just like, all right, let's go out there and run a basic offense. Because they're not going to play much in preseason. We know that at this point.
Yeah. Well, listen, you have a dynamic offense. I'm going to give you exactly... there's a great website that I'm going to tell you about, and they rank the skill positions. So I want to go through this today.
Okay.
But it should be a reason for excitement.
Yes.
And it should be a reason for Jalen to really excel.
Yeah, and that's why I think I could go 24/7 with the birds, because it's kind of like what I did with the Tunis train last year. It was so bad with the Sixers.
But that didn't deserve...
You're right.
The Phillies
the Eagles
didn't deserve
actually,
it.
The Eagles should win double-digit games this year.
Yeah.
Which is why it's even more so for me right now. I'm not normally... you and I have had this debate before. I'm not the biggest... Oh, it's training camp time. Because I see the first day of training camp, and I'm like, all right, that was cool. It was good to see the guys back. Now I'm ready for the games. I'm going to eat up every moment this summer leading up to the first game this year.
Oh, so you're in on camp.
I'm fired
up.
Wow. Yeah. I'm fascinated by this
team.
You're
in on camp, huh? That's surprising.
Well, they should win double digits. Look at this, the moves they made.
Yeah. We've talked about it 100 times. Yes. I mean, there is a great reason for optimism. The only shame is when it comes to camp, because I love camp. I've always loved camp. And the only shame is camp is, it's different. You talk about what's changed over the 20 years, the 24/7 Eagles. A big part of that, remember, a big part of the change was Lehigh.
Yes.
That was a big deal. I did a one-year Camp Cuz.
That's awesome.
And we got an RV and stayed up at camp for 3 days. Pete from Chicken Pete's brought bushels and bushels of crabs.
Oh, that's awesome.
We were on the table eating crabs in the woods campground.
That's awesome.
And then we all went to practice the next day. Seriously, that we did those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Training camp.
And then you could talk
and
to...
And Lehigh was I loved it.
Yeah, people could call in and say, yo, I was watching practice today.
Oh my God! Every day we had
that's gone
training camp reports, yeah. and it was great stuff. And again, guys went at it too.
Yeah, that's changed.
So it's the idea of 24/7 birds. Are you in 24/7 birds? And how's it all changed? What's the biggest change? Let's take a block of 20 years, because we're back to the Eagles being everything. And what's changed, as much as things have changed, right? They stay the same. All things birds. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us, Cuz Radio. with the chewness. Just getting started on a Thursday.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Joining us, man, I missed him, man. One of the greats. We love him, and we wish nothing but love to his family. He's the best from ESPN. The great Kevin Nagandy, getting ready for the finals. Kev!
Hey, my man. It's great to talk to you guys. It's 8:40 here on the West Coast, getting ready for game one of the NBA Finals. We'll be live on SportsCenter at 6 p.m. Eastern time, and I'm actually really looking forward to this matchup. I know how we feel as a city about Boston, and I'm curious to see what they're going to have in store for them defensively against a Golden State team that likes to kind of run the floor, best half-court offense you'll see. So it'll to me, it's a lot of different styles, but we'll learn a hell of a lot on the way the league continues to grow and continues to shift offensively and defensively.
Jaylen Brown. I think Jaylen Brown will be the key to the series. And I like Boston in the series.
Do you really? So Jaylen Brown, I think the key for Jaylen Brown in this series is what's he like in the final 3 minutes of a game, right? Because some of those free throws in that Heat series where you're like, oh, what are you doing? You're going to let the Heat back into this series. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that to a certain extent. Can this team handle clutch situations? And we witnessed our team in Philadelphia not handle clutch situations well. Boston struggled all season long in clutch minutes. So how are they going to handle something, that environment, you know, where the stakes are so high? I found an interesting question. I actually want to ask you this, Ann. If I gave you the duo of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, would you take that over Steph and Clay right now? Not like legacy and history, what they've done. I'm just saying right now, Steph and Clay versus Jaylen and
yes.
Tatum. What would you take? Which side?
I'd take Tatum and Brown.
Would you really?
Yep. Listen, now if you throw Poole in there and those three with Poole, then...
Different story.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, now you're going to throw in Horford or whatever, you're going to third guy from Boston. But now,
no,
but
how about the third guy? Let's have the third guy, Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart.
Would you take the trio of Draymond, Steph, and Clay versus the trio of Smart.
See, Poole is
Brown,
really, really good. I love Poole, man. He's a good young ball player, man.
I agree with you to a certain extent. He just doesn't play defense, man. And he's like a matador out there. So like he'll give you 30 instantly. And listen, we all know that. We are mesmerized by shooters because we desperately need consistent shooters, right, that are coming off the bench that could give you a punch. But he doesn't play defense at all. So would you take that 25 to 30
yes.
in three games compared to not
yeah, playing? Yeah, I want the points. Better. I want in this league, yeah, I want the points. Yeah, like I love defense, and I'm with you. But this league is still – You win with offense in this league because ultimately down the line, I know I'm going to get hot and I can bury you. Now I do like Boston in the series. I think Boston is
six or seven.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't know. Like, I just think they're going to win the series. I hate them. I mean, you know that. I mean, you and I hate the Celtics. And it's weird because I actually love their players. Like, I do love Tatum, and I do love Jaylen Brown, and I like Marcus Smart. And Horford's a gentleman, man. But it's that Kelly Green. It's the Celtics.
Right, 100%.
Like they're going to get another one before we get ours? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. And where they were literally in January talking about breaking the team up because the duo can't work together. And I'm with you. Like, we hate the laundry, like Seinfeld talked about. We're hating laundry, but I love Ime. I think Ime's
yes.
done an incredible
yes, he
job.
Has.
How about that with the assistant coaches with the Sixers and Monty Williams and what he did last year with the Suns, and Ime this year, just I think they connect, they relate to players, but at the same time, Ime's message to the team was, yo, we're doing it this way. We're going to get rid of guys that are small. We need all big perimeter players that can play of multiple positions, and size is going to be the difference. I'm curious about the Warriors responding with that size. And listen, yeah, we're kind of taken aback by the Warriors' offense. They have the second best defense in the league. So don't forget that coming into a game in a series like this. I'm fascinated by it. I think it'll go 6 or 7, and I got the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're the favorite for a reason. So, you know, I mean, you know, it's the obvious. Oh, I tell you, I think there's a matchup thing here. I think Boston matches up. And I hate Boston, all right?
Yep.
Hate them.
Yep.
So,
yep.
But I think there's a matchup here. And only the, you know, I know a lot of people are going, oh, Steph and this and that. This is a different, this is not Steph from years ago. This is a different Steph Curry.
And it's a different Klay Thompson, too.
It is.
Much different. Like he could.
Not at all.
And one sneaky thing. You know, Marcus Smart's one of those guys that gets under your skin. If he's playing for your team,
yes,
absolutely
love
him.
He'll grind you. I agree.
He's going to grind Steph. How will Steph respond? I'm most curious about that. You know who could play the biggest? Looney could play the biggest role, as well as Andrew Wiggins, the defensive player, right?
Yeah.
So can Wiggins cover Tatum, at least slow him down a little bit?
I don't think so. I think Wiggins, I hate Wiggins.
Do you really?
I hate him. Oh, God, I hate him.
He's changed his game.
He has. Yeah, and no, listen, you're right. You're right. I hate him. I hate him. I do, you know, certain players I look at, I hate him.
I love that.
Listen, one thing you're going to be is candid, right? Like, that's just.
No, absolutely.
That's what it comes down to. I got a couple things for you. One, Phillies, how do we go forward? And when you look at the Phillies, what's your, you know, are you just going, you know what, I got to get right back to Eagles? Because we were talking about going, we're back to 24/7 Eagles and Birds.
Man, like the last week, you know, they win last night, okay. But like the last week, I sat there every single night. I love your tweets. They keep me sane. I just sit there and I'm like, okay, so you can't, you know, a few years ago was the way the roster was put together. And I thought the way the team was managed. Then you change the whole regime. You bring in, I think, a GM that wants to win now, is doing everything he can to make sure they win. He builds this lineup. They spend the money. And they still can't get it done. And there's frustrations I have with Girardi, like you're just screaming nonstop about certain things. I at a certain point last week, I was like, okay, are we jinxed here? Like,
I know.
Bullpen, no matter who is pitching, it doesn't matter. Like, they're jinxed. I thought Hand's been pitching well, but like everybody else, I can't even describe.
I know. I listen, Knebel is not bad, right? Like, Knebel's a good pitcher. But he's evil, Knebel, here.
Yeah, and here's the thing that when Cohen bought the Mets, I felt last year was the window where, okay, if they don't do anything, the Braves farm system is fantastic. So I was like, the Braves are going to, and the way the Marlins do things, they do such a good job of just finding players that fit their system. And then Cohen's going to outspend everybody. And I felt like the last 2 years were windows for them to win because the gap is going to be so large. And it's just so frustrating when you see guys like Nola who can't get into the sixth inning to do anything when the third time around the lineup and he's not getting better. And you just bang your head. You just wonder, is this an organizational thing? Did we correct it? Did we course correct this a few years ago? I've got no answers anymore. Like, I feel really bad for guys like Bryce Harper, who ball out, like Segura, who's playing really well, and then they're going to bunt him in that situation? Then he breaks a finger? It's just, you get to the point where you're like, is this team cursed? Because they're doing everything they can, and they still cannot get this magic that we're seeing with the Braves. We saw with the Nationals a couple years ago, and we're going to see, right, I think the Mets are going to dominate over the next few years just because they have an owner that's willing to spend, and When you can write a check for $44 million and say goodbye to Robinson Cano because you just don't want him around, that just shows you the power of Steve Cohen and what he wants to do.
Yeah, that's a great point. Great point. All right, I got a couple things for you quickly. One, do you know this voice? All right, I want you to listen to this voice. All right? Do me a favor, Tunis. Put Kevin on, and I want him to hear this voice. And if he recognizes this from school. Oh, damn it. Ed, hold on, Ed. You got Kev? I lost him. I wanted to see if he recognizes this voice from his school days. Because I love doing this. We could play this What's My Line, like with my lifetime, wherever that, there was a show about your life where you would hear of somebody from the past. And in the voice, you will hear the voice of someone in the past. So I want to try to get him. He's actually in San Francisco, so he's getting ready for the game, for game one of the finals. You got him? Here it is. Put him up, Junis. So here you go. Kev, listen to this voice. Do you recognize this man? Sir,
okay.
tell a little bit about yourself to Kevin.
Well, this young man applied for membership in the National Junior Honor Society back in 85, 86 at Phoenixville Junior High.
Kevin?
Is that Mr. Kirshner?
You nailed it.
How about that? You killed it. Kevin, you killed it. You're right.
That's amazing.
Hello, Mr. Kirshner. How are you?
You have to hear this great story. First of all, Kevin, God bless your mother and her memory. I really, really thought highly of that family, and especially your mom. She used to tell me, Mr. Kirshner, you need to take up yoga. You have to relax. as a vice principal, you're running around all over the place. I used to see her at the Y, and she would say,
that's beautiful.
Take yoga class. But anyway, because this young man was interviewed in my office for membership in the National Junior Honor Society, and that society took students from 8th and 9th grade. At that time, we were junior high, so we mostly had ninth grade students. And this kid sits in my office. I was like, wow. I said, what a bright, articulate kid. I, of course, have seen him in the halls. I've seen him in classes. And he helped with some of the community service projects we did, the Feed 50 Families.
That does not surprise me.
So I went to the principal. I said, normally at the induction ceremony, we have ninth graders speak. But I want this young man to speak, will be our principal speaker. And I told him all about Kevin, and he agreed, and Kevin did a fabulous job that night.
Look at that. He was auditioning for Sports Center back then!
It doesn't stop there. This kid tells me during the interview, because I always say, hey, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
You know, as you get out of high school and move on in your life. As an eighth grader, this 100-pound soaking wet kid said to me, Mr. Kirshner, there's going to be a sports channel, and I want to be on it.
Oh, my God.
This is 85, 86.
Oh, my God.
It's called ESPN.
I remember it. Yeah, oh, my God, I love it.
You're a screenwriter, because his life story is amazing. I followed him. That would be one hell of a movie right there. But so he tells me he's going to do this, and I just said, go for it. You're an amazing young man. You can probably accomplish anything. And meanwhile, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I never heard of this thing.
Right, right. You're like, whatever. I mean, Mr. Kirstner, that is so beautiful. God, listen, thank you for calling, buddy. I think that's beautiful. Kev, oh, my God. Isn't that awesome?
And thank you for the kind words about my mom. She loved the town we grew up in, Phoenix, so I was blessed to have a mother that gave me unconditional love. And one final note here, and for everybody in the area, it just gives you an idea of the impact of teachers, like quality teachers that believe in kids from the beginning. And I was lucky that I was in a school system with great leaders all around me that believed in me from the beginning. And I'm grateful for that. I haven't talked to Mr. Kirstner since the mid-80s, and it's just great to hear from him, and I feel very lucky, and I appreciate you coordinating that. That's pretty darn
Mr.
cool.
Mr. Kirstner called, and I wanted to get you guys together. Listen, Kev, we love you, buddy, all right? Just enjoy the series, all right? Have fun with it, man. Get lost
Thanks,
in
my
it.
Man. I appreciate you, man. Love you guys.
I love you, buddy. There he is. The great...
Ed, can you do me a favor? Can you get Mr. Kirstner's contact info? You just do that? Because I'd love to talk to my former vice principal.
You got it. We'll coordinate it for you, buddy. You got
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, buddy.
There he is, Kevin DeGondi.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, time for some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
So I was thinking about the movies. Tunis. We had the movie premiere. We're doing the movie Hustle. And I was thinking about the movies, and I was thinking about the fact that Top Gun broke all kinds of records over the weekend. And I was, as a fan of the movies, and you'll see when Coop gets older, you're going to want to take him out to the movies. See kids' movies, fun.
Yeah, of course.
It's a good day out. Are the movies...
Even though the popcorn is... Talk about inflation.
What, popcorn?
Yeah, dude. Box of popcorn's like $12 now.
A tub?
Yeah, dude. Oh, it's ridiculous.
$12?
Go on. Yeah, it's like a beer, beer at a ball game.
Yeah, I know. So, are the movies back? Like, going to the movies. Like, at one point, I got worried. Like, the idea of the movie itself, because we were all in the series and TV series. So all of a sudden they come out with this movie and it breaks all records. So now Hollywood's, that's a big deal and big signal that moviegoers are coming back.
Yeah, I think so. And you know what I found very interesting? Netflix announced that they're going to stop producing high-priced movies. And they mentioned, the hell is it called? Pacino and De Niro, the one that do paint houses. I forget what the hell the movie's called.
Oh.
I watched it.
The Irishman,
yeah. They were like, yeah, I mean, after that, we spent so much money on it, and I guess they didn't see a return investment because it's not like you're going to pay for it, right? Like, you're just paying for the subscription cost of Netflix.
So
I wonder if these subscription-based movies will start going back to the movie theaters.
So, think about it, right? It's expensive to produce a movie.
Yes.
All right. Now, if you have a subscription, you're way better off using that money for a series. So, instead of producing 2 hours of content, right? Just say 2 hours. Now, most movies aren't 2 hours, but just say 2 hours of content. as opposed to 10 episodes, which is 10 hours of content. It's way more cost productive to do 10 hours of content.
Correct.
And it's going to cost you the same production cost. I mean, really.
Right.
I mean, a really good series, you're talking $3 to $4 million an episode.
Yeah.
All right. You could easily surpass 40 million because of the movie star. The star commands the money, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So that is what increases the budget. Whereas in TV, now you may get started. They're not going to command the budget as much as in television, and it's really going to be a way to really generate subscriptions because you go, listen, I want to watch a show. Like, I want to get lost in a show. That's why I think the home series viewing works as a model, and the going out to the theater. And then if you're a subscription-based content deal, then you get it after they come out of the theater.
Right, exactly.
That's what HBO and Showtime's always.
So I think you're right. I think that's a big part of it is, I think the moviegoers will be returning. Obviously, they had a shutdown because of the pandemic. That was a big part of it. Movie numbers were going down prior to the pandemic. I remember that. Like, everybody just waited for it to come out. But now it looks like it's starting to jump back up, which is cool. I mean, I would prefer going to the theaters, I think, at this point.
I will tell you, I love going to the movies. I was such a huge fan of them. I love the theater. I love walking into a movie theater.
Yeah.
I love it. Big screen, popcorn. It's the movies. It's a great night.
It is interesting. We're talking about the going back to Birds 24/7. That's something that we're going to go back to, it looks like, going back to movie theaters. And I've always had this opinion about the multiple streaming services. The idea of cord cutting. I said it from the beginning that it's eventually going to even itself out because you're going to spend $9.99 for this one. $9.99 for this one, $10.99 for this one. You got to pay for the internet to be able to stream all these things. It's going to end up being the same thing.
Yeah.
The only difference is Comcast has like 200 channels that you don't care about.
Right.
You're like, I don't care about this channel 275. Like, I don't care about this.
Right.
But it's going to end up being a wash. Like, honestly. You're spending so much money, and Netflix is raising its prices. Like, everybody's raising their prices. It's going to end up being the same thing unless you have, like, one streaming service that you care about, and that's it. Because I got the Hulu, the Netflix, the Amazon Prime, the Apple TV. I got all those things.
I know.
Because I got to watch, got to watch Ted Lasso, which they announced season 3 will be the final.
Oh, no, yeah, really?
I was very bummed out. Somebody said that it's going to be the final season.
Ah, really?
I love it. It's a perfect show.
Yeah, it's a great show. I loved it. It's a great show. That sucks.
Yeah, it does. So I don't know when that's coming out. Speaking about making money, I mean, Sudeikis made $1 million per episode. That's
think about it, right? He's a rarity in that the show was a huge hit.
Yes. Well, he was also, the producer, right? Yeah, writer. Okay, yeah, creator. Yeah, I mean, so obviously his stamp on it's pretty large, but yeah, it's crazy. And I had a morning experience at 3:30 in the morning when baby Coop was crying. Time to eat. So I don't sleep with socks on. I'm not some psycho.
Socks.
Yeah. So I walk out in the hallway, dude. And then I step in something mushy. I'm like, oh, what is that? And I flip the light on.
Oh, no.
And it's a hairball from the cat. And it's not just hair, right? It's like, the other stuff that comes up with it. And here I am. I'm just trying to feed the baby. And I got now hair and other things in between my toes. And it's just
a pile of goop.
Just all over my foot.
Stinky goop.
And I'm just like, come on, man. Like, it's 3:30 in the morning. This happens at 3:30 in the afternoon. I'd be annoyed by it.
Okay, so
be it.
Let me ask you a question, though. And you're right. The goop is horrible. It is.
Disgusting.
But if you have animals.
Yeah, it's part of it.
You know.
Yeah, but he could have done it anywhere. No, he did it right outside the door. I opened the door.
I know. Listen. There's nothing worse. I will tell you this, though. As Coop gets older.
I was going to be lying.
And he hits the toddler stage.
It won't just be cat vomit.
It's not going to be just the cat goop.
Yeah.
The Lego. The Lego. You're going to step on things.
Yes.
Like, now, it just gets inherently more dangerous in your house.
Right. Things are probably left at the top of the steps or the bottom of the steps like a sneaker, which leads to me getting stabbed in the stomach by a plate.
Try walking in with a skateboard.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, Massimo leaves everything.
You can't have skateboard. I mean, that's 1980 sitcom or cartoon.
What do you mean?
The skateboard on the floor. Oh, come on. That's real? That actually happens?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
All kinds of things. You don't understand. And he's worse. He leaves anything there. I mean, just anything.
Are they still bad with the glasses of water?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Christy, there's 8 bottles of seltzer around the house. I was like, finish one. The other day.
Dude, I
made a point.
I went nuts off the water. Like, I was the water czar.
Yes.
I was like, nobody drinks water. All right? Nobody drinks water unless it's out of a glass.
Yes.
No more bottles. You guys are out.
I don't blame you.
You lost your privileges.
So I made
it. Because they waste it.
I made a point. I found Christy had like 4 bottles of seltzer in the kitchen. Like, it's all right there. I poured all of it into one bottle. I said, here you go.
But she probably thought that was skeevy because of the backwash.
No, she didn't mind it. It was still her backwash. Like, it would have been her backwash.
Okay, but here's the problem with that.
The backwash that sits.
Okay. You got A, backwash, and B, seltzer that loses its fizz.
It's still fizz.
Is horrible.
It was all in one day.
You sure say? Listen.
Might have been yet the day before, too.
Well, that's my point.
But there's still fizz. I checked.
It loses
its fizz. I checked.
You can't really check. Because even though it sounds like a fizz, it doesn't taste like a fizz, dude.
I know. I taste it
the
all.
The fizz is. And if the fizz is gone, it's got nothing.
It's so annoying. Like, look, there's a whole bottle you just left.
I know. I get too little.
And that's her. She's an adult.
I hear you.
Like you said, when Coop's getting older, my God.
Yeah, no, dude, it's bad, man.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
What is the life expectancy of a glass for you before you wash it? Like if it's just water.
If it's just water?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. It's like the course of a day, I guess.
I'll use the same one for a week.
Ew.
Yeah.
You will?
Yeah.
No, dude.
So
you can't use the same glass.
Yeah, I got the fridge water thing. I fill it up.
Dude, you can't use the same glass.
I throw it back.
No, but it's got germs.
And then I leave it next to the fridge. And then next time I want a glass of water, it could be 3 days later.
Yeah, but
bang, there's that glass for me.
But here's the problem, dude. You drank out of it. And your germs.
That's my germs.
Yeah, but you don't want to go hot germs. That's bad, man.
Yeah, I'll use the same glass for multiple days.
That's animal.
I will next time.
You're animal.
I will get a fresh glass out of the cupboard today, and I will let you know. I'll keep track of how long.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
no,
dude.
You can't do that, Combs.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I will. It's a quick throwback, you know? Bam.
That's not, my man K. Will, that's not even possible.
All right, it's another poll.
That's not even possible.
Another poll.
That's insane.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.